Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on April 17th, 2015. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we are definitely looking for a repeat. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help their businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit their website at www.manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313. That's 310-545-5313. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm feeling good, and, boy, I'm feeling taken care of. Almost hospitable. I've met a lot of hospitable people. And it's a great topic, the hospitality industry, because, of course, it's not just important for the businesses themselves. It's also important for local cities, and we'll talk a little bit about that.
It's huge for local cities.
Oh, huge. Who are our guests today, Jackie?
Well, we have a couple of returning guests this morning, Shauna McKelvey and Dara Lippman. Shauna was born and raised in Manhattan Beach and has spent 20 years in the food, beverage, and hospitality industry. She relocated to South Florida after high school, where she had the opportunity to manage several nightclubs and lounges in one of the country's most exciting nightlife locations. That would be South Beach, Florida. She returned to Los Angeles to attend UCLA, where she earned her bachelor's degree in English literature. Shauna's passion and favorite pastime is the study of superior guest service and innovative leadership strategies. Having joined Shade Hotel's food and beverage team in 2007, Shauna has worked her way up to general manager, a position she has held for 3 years. She's inspired by her work, her team, and the incredible opportunities Shade Hotel has offered her. In her spare time, you can find her engaged in one of her many favorite activities, running, yoga, Pilates, and, of course, wine drinking. Dara Lippman is a journalist with more than 20 years of experience in trade magazine publishing and content management. He's been a general manager, managing editor for Atlantic West Publishers, Inc., located in El Segundo since 2007. He oversees Atlantic West's portfolio of Chamber of Commerce directories, visitors' guides, and map projects throughout California, Arizona, and Texas. So anyway, this morning we're going to be discussing the Quarterly Chamber publication, which is their annual hospitality issue, and the state of the local hospitality industry, and maybe even a few recent trends. Shauna, Daryl, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you, Jackie.
You know, Shauna, I think we're going to start with you. We're waiting for Daryl to join us, but the key to the hospitality industry is that it's integral to the functioning and the financing of local governments. There's something called the transient occupancy tax, which I've heard talked about ad nauseum, really, by city officials from Redondo and Hermosa, Manhattan, and all the local cities. It's a very important situation. Can you talk about that a little bit and how important that is to local cities, and then we'll get into some of the fun aspects of hospitality.
Absolutely. So we refer to it as the TOT tax is the abbreviation for it, and the percentage changes based on the city that you're in. Manhattan Beach, for example, we're at 10% TOT tax currently. Mm-hmm. And what happens is that that revenue is generated and goes back to the city in all sorts of different ways. And when we have a prosperous hospitality business and hotels and are doing well and people are traveling, you see that benefit come through that TOT tax, because what happens is, you know, the more people travel, the more our occupancy goes up, and the more our occupancy goes up, the more we can increase our ADR, or average daily rate, and the more we're increasing that rate, then the more revenue we're generating, and of course tax we're generating at the same time. And it's a really good time for hospitality right now.
And of course, important to local cities is this TOT does not go through the state back to the local cities. It goes directly to the cities. There's no wait, no delay, and it's predictable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's easy revenue too. You know, when people travel, it's a tax you come to know and expect. So it's not something where it's got to be fought for. People know when they go and travel that that's going to be added on to their room rate, and it's kind of something that you expect, you know. And I think we have a lower one than most. You go to New York or get a little bit closer to LAX, that percentage goes up substantially.
Wow, wow.
Cities love the TOT tax, TOT. Yeah. Love it. And you're right. It comes up in every city council meeting.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so now, of course, the Shade Hotel, part of the Zislis group of amazing properties, restaurants, and hospitality entities, you're doing something that is really unheard of, really, in the entire South Bay, and that is you're being successful not just in one city, but in multiple cities. I mean, how many hospitality entities is the Zislis group responsible for today?
Gosh, I've lost count only because of our recent Rock and Brews venture, which is attached to Michael Zislis, and I know they have locations everywhere from Cabo to Hawaii to Florida. Mm. We also have our Rock and Fish location in downtown Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. We have the Rock and Fish Original here, and we, of course, are building Shade Redondo Beach right on the marina down there, and that should be open in less than a year.
Right. It's well, first of all, Shade in Manhattan is a signature property. It's a beautiful place to go to hang out on the veranda if you're just having a cool beverage with a friend. But if you're staying there, it's just amazing. The rooms are so inviting, with balconies practically for every room. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. Uh-huh.
It's a wonderful place to stay, especially with our weather in this area. But now, Shade Redondo. And, of course, I love the tagline, it's cooler in shade. That is going to be spectacular because you have direct ocean views. It's just going to be spectacular.
Yes, all rooms will have ocean views, and all rooms will be suites. So you'll have that separate living and sleeping area in each of the rooms. And then, of course, the signature for the rooms there are going to be that each balcony will come with a bathtub. So you can lounge in your bathtub while you're sipping a glass of wine, looking out over the ocean and the sunset. I don't think it gets much better than that.
This is unbelievable. I am so excited. Yesterday on Facebook, I saw that Mike posted a photo of the construction site, and they actually have vertical
steel up. Yes.
And I just wrote in all caps, I'm like, I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge. I mean, I adore Shade Manhattan Beach. You know, it's one of the places when I have friends come in to visit.
Right.
On the way home from the airport, that's where we stop.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter the time of day. It's perfect to stop, whether it's the morning, we'll stop and we'll get breakfast. If it's in the afternoon, we'll stop and we'll maybe have a, you know, early vacation drink. Later on, we'll go in and have a it's just a great spot.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to be splitting your time, Shauna, between the Manhattan Shade and the Redondo Shade?
Not For the first year, I'll be overseeing Redondo, just because that's going to take full attention to do a brand new hotel from the ground up opening.
Right.
It wouldn't be realistic to say that I would be splitting my time. So we'll find somebody that's really dynamic over here to kind of watch over this well-oiled machine while we get that one up and running. And who knows, hopefully by then, maybe there'll be talks of a third. That's the goal that we always go for.
The best part of Shade Redondo, I can ride my bike there.
Yes, and the strand will run right in front of us. So they're going to be doing some construction with the city and carrying the strand through the marina. So we'll have our little portion of strand, Jackie. We'll save you a spot for your bike.
Yes. I'm so excited. I mean, I do ride my bike up to Manhattan Beach all the time. Mm-hmm. I do that all the time. But now I don't have to worry about it. But a lot of people don't like to have to walk up the hill with their bikes.
True.
I don't have that issue anymore because of my electric bike.
Nice.
I am so looking forward to Shade Redondo. That's just too exciting for me.
Now we're going to be joined, I believe, by Daryl Lipman. Daryl, is that you?
No, it's James O'Callaghan.
Oh, hey, James, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
Jim O'Callaghan, President and CEO of the Manhattan Beach Chamber. When we talk about hospitality, Jim, we were just talking about the importance of the TOT, the Transient Occupancy Tax, the TOT, to cities throughout the U.S. Actually, I mean, the TOT is critical to local governments because that revenue goes directly to the cities and does not transfer through the states, which obviously takes time, and sometimes they take a portion, if not a lion's share portion. But how critical is the hospitality industry to well-oiled, well-functioning local cities, Jim?
Well, I guess first, before I go on to the second part of the question, I'm going to talk a little bit about the TOT. Yes, the TOT is important to the cities, but at the same time, most cities understand that to grow the TOT, they need to spend a portion of that on marketing to continue to bring in more. So almost every city, every major city anyway, and most smaller cities have a portion of their TOT that goes directly into a tourism marketing fund.
Mm-hmm.
And that fund generally is spent on out-of-market promotion and, you know, building the brand of the city itself. On average, every dollar that's spent on marketing, $6 returns to the community through, you know, different taxes, whether it be a retail shopper going in and buying some goods and paying taxes, or going into a restaurant and paying taxes, or increasing the TOT for that matter. So that's one major aspect of how TOT continues to grow. Going on to the importance of hospitality, you know, last night we actually held a fam tour, which is a familiarization tour for the hospitality folks in Manhattan Beach to familiarize themselves with downtown Manhattan Beach. And the reason for that is, you know, we have about 300,000 visitors that stay in hotels in Manhattan Beach a year. And the people that touch them every day when they're here are the people in the hotels, giving them advice on where to go shopping, where to go dining, where to just go and enjoy themselves. And, you know, there can't be enough said for how much translation that is into our local businesses. You know, you have a lot of small businesses downtown that depend on traffic coming in from outside the community. As a lot of us learned during the ULI study, it was an even bigger percentage than any of us thought. So with that being said, I mean, the hospitality industry is tremendously effective in growing business in a community.
Now, Jim, did you say 300,000?
Yes, we have 1,000 rooms, well, just under 1,000 rooms in Manhattan Beach. So if you multiply that out, we have 365,000 potential rooms to be rented a year in the city. And we're running somewhere just north of 80% occupancy.
Wow. Well, okay, that makes sense. Obviously, 1,000 rooms, 365 days, potential occupancy of 365,000 days, and we're at 80% occupancy. That's incredible. That's incredible. Shauna, you're here representing the entire industry here in the South Bay and Manhattan Beach. But do you find that the industry is healthy? And what do you think the hospitality industry needs to be healthier or more relevant? What do you think the hospitality industry needs today?
That's a good question. To answer the first portion of your question, I think that the hospitality industry in general right now is doing very well, and you can see proof of that from the increased occupancies for all the properties in Manhattan Beach and increased ADRs. People are traveling more. There's just more money kind of flowing around the country right now. As far as what the hospitality needs to kind of continue to grow or maybe improve, really, I think defining yourself by your property, knowing what your guest is looking for, because it's different from property to property. Somebody's going to be looking for something very different at a corporate hotel versus a standalone, independently owned and operated hotel. So really knowing your client, providing the services for them so that they become a repeat client, because the repeat clients are really the great guests that keep you in business. They are, we call them over at Shave, we create raves among our guests. You want to create a rave in your guests so that they tell everybody else about your property and they come back. And then also at Manhattan Beach as a whole, kind of continuing what we're doing, which is just always improving the city, bringing in really great shops and restaurants and making it a really desirable place to visit. So I think that what needs to be done is what's being done.
Excellent. I'm just seeing if we can add another guest to our show, and that may or may not work. Here we go.
Hi, you reached Daryl.
Oh, not quite yet.
Nope, Daryl's not in yet.
So, Jim, we're also here to discuss the new quarterly chamber publication, which is the annual hospitality issue. Can we highlight some of the things that we'll see in this new quarterly chamber publication?
Sure. The Quarterly Business Journal, as you know, we focus on various topics throughout the year. And this quarter, we're really focusing on the impact of the hospitality industry on Manhattan Beach. So it kind of starts from a global perspective. We're going to have an article that's being written right now, finalized, by Brand USA, which is the national marketing agency that was started about 5 years ago now. And it's their focus is bringing tourists from around the world to the U.S., and then each city is kind of responsible for marketing to get them to come from their entry point to their local destination.
Mm-hmm.
So they're focused on, the huge impact, the multi-billion dollar industry that is tourism into the U.S. And they have linked more than, it's well into the millions of jobs. The tourism industry nationwide is the number three industry in the country. And it just affects every aspect of business you can imagine. So that article really focuses on a very global perspective for it. Then we drill it down a little bit further. And the next article really focuses on California as a whole and what Visit California has been able to do to really continue to increase traffic to all of the local cities. Including the L.A. region as a whole has over 35 million visitors, and they're trying to get to 40 million visitors within the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll talk about the economic impacts of that and the overall aspect. Then we're focusing down into Manhattan Beach itself, where we've collected just north of it'll be just under $6 million in TOT, I guess, last fiscal year. And what that's done for the city, being that we have a $53 million budget, or $54 million, you can see it's over 10% of the city's budget is collected in TOT tax today. So it has a major impact. I mean, when you look at new programs we're trying to add and trying to build on some of the infrastructure that's a little on the aging side, we'll say, It's definitely important, and the hospitality industry has just continued to create more jobs in this market as well.
It's fascinating. I mean, third largest industry in the country, probably right behind maybe food and oil or something like that. It's huge.
And you can tell when the hospitality industry is doing well because of all the construction going on, all the improvements. As Jim was saying, the infrastructure. I just got a notice this morning about they're doing improvements to the Strand in Manhattan Beach. I guess the stairs, the walkways, the streets, the access areas. Mm-hmm. So they're doing construction on that, and that wouldn't be possible without that TOT.
Right. No. So it's so fascinating, Shauna. We're gonna take a break real quick, and then when we come back, I want to ask you about the business of hospitality, how it works. We're going to talk some more about the chamber publication coming out and some of the opportunities for members to participate in that if they haven't done so already. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360. We're talking hospitality here in our local neighborhood, the South Bay, and the impact that it has on the local economy and jobs and construction and all of that. If you'd like to join us, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. We'd also like to thank a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future when it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars. You'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay, YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it. Whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer, the partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011. Speaking of that, we just passed, you know, tax day, April 15th.
Right.
And it's so funny. BCWS is my accountant. And I got a notice. They closed the office for a week on April 16th. After tax day. They're working so hard to get through tax day.
Right.
And then they take a week off. They shut down the whole office.
Only a week, though.
Yes. Yeah, well, then you got to get back on it.
Those guys are hardworking.
Yeah.
Guys and gals are hardworking.
Yeah, yeah.
We're so thrilled with the hospitality industry, but a lot of people, I don't think, really understand how it works. So if you could, Shauna, I'd like to go through a little bit of top down. How does the hospitality industry accept nearly 300,000, you know, people into Manhattan Beach in a year? That's incredible.
Yeah, well, you know, the number is absolutely incredible, and it's done by everybody doing their part, I suppose. So, you know, top down, you can wax poetic on, you know, what your ADRs are and your competitive set with other hotels and the business of hospitality, but I have a philosophy that says that you really just, you take care of your guests, you and your staff. You hire really incredible people that have a natural aptitude for being hospitable, for taking care of other people, and then you take care of that guest when they walk through the door because that's what they're looking for. These are people that are, when we're talking about leisure, you know, leisure versus corporate, leisure guests are people that are spending their disposable income where they don't have to, where they're choosing to. And so to respect that and to provide the level of service that they would come to expect, to make them feel taken care of. At the end of the day, a hotel is really just four walls, you know, and a roof. What makes it a hotel are the people that are in it, both the staff, making sure you hire really pleasant people, and then the guests that keep you in business. If you focus on that, I think that you can succeed most other things.
Can you give us a sense of the scale employment? I mean, we all know there's, you know, the maitre d' and the wait staff and all that. How do you view that in terms of there's all the people that sort of get the rooms ready and freshen the rooms between
sure.
guests and all that? How does that all work?
Well, I'm sure that maybe Jim could talk more to the numbers and the stats as far as what type of employment opportunities it creates in our city and the surrounding areas.
Hmm.
And then there, you know, there's the different departments in each hotel. So you have your, as you talked about, you have your housekeepers who are going to be the ones that are taking care of your rooms, and your front desk staff, which will greet your guests and make your reservations for you. Sometimes that includes a concierge that's going to take care of your reservations. I think that having a great hotel also means having some sort of great food and beverage outlet when possible, if you have the ability. And so then you often have a whole restaurant and the staff that comes along with that. And I know that big business for hotels is also their events department, which is true for Shade, and I know for the other hotels in town. And that's a completely different set of team that are going to help execute your weddings and your corporate events. And everything in between. So lots of different departments that make it work. Shade has 38 rooms, and we have about 100 employees. And so it kind of gives you an idea of room versus hiring.
Yeah, that's a good ratio.
Yeah.
We have another caller. Hi, caller, you're on the air. Is that you, Daryl?
Hello?
Hello, is that you, Daryl?
Hi, this is Daryl. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
With Atlantic West Publishers.
Yes. Well, welcome to the program. Daryl Lippman is one of the people responsible for producing the quarterly chamber publication. This annual publication, or this particular publication, is the annual hospitality issue. So, James, Daryl is here. You want to talk about that issue, and how does that impact existing members? How can existing chamber members, Jim, get more involved?
Absolutely. So this is kind of a really exciting time on top of the quarterly business journal for the chamber's publications in general. We have a brand new destination guide about to come out as well. That's an annual publication. And then we also are relaunching, which we haven't done in, I can't even tell you how long, maybe Daryl has better numbers. We're relaunching a new map of Manhattan, so there's even more options to get involved there. But in the different publications, I mean, there's obviously advertising opportunities, there's editorial opportunities, and then on top of that, we're doing profiles in the current destination guide for salon on some of the key chefs we have here in town. So as we move forward, we more and more profiles on individuals that directly affect the chamber and the city as a whole. So in this quarterly publication, we are having a profile piece on Jeff Hart, who is the GM of the Marriott Hotel. And Jeff actually, people don't know this, started out at the Marriott Hotel when he started his hospitality industry. And he says eons ago, but he's a pretty young guy. So he started out here at one point as, you know, a staff manager of some sort, and progressed through his career going up to Seattle, out to other states, and then when he decided to come home, he really fought to get into the Manhattan Beach Marriott and come back here. So it's kind of a great
used to have and some historical data on how many changes have taken place at that hotel. So.
Right. Daryl, we want to talk a little bit about the publication itself and the scope of this publication that the Manhattan Beach Chamber is putting together. Can you tell us a little bit about the numbers in terms of how big a report this will be on the state of the hospitality industry and some of the details of what's going to be in there?
Well, the publication is currently in the final stages of production. We just we sent Jim over a few cover samples to look at recently. If the cover is any indication, this is really going to be a nice looking addition for the spring. They vary in page count anywhere from 16 to 24 pages. I think this one might be about 24 pages. We'll be coming down the home stretch pretty soon, so it should come out early May, I believe, at the schedule that we're going at.
Now, are there still opportunities?
It's shaping up to be. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask if there's still opportunities for members to get involved with advertising and things like that.
Sales are pretty much closed, but since we're in the layout phase of the publication, yes, there would still be time to probably fit in an ad if someone was interested. I think it's still a good opportunity to get involved in this if you really would like to at this point. Probably at some point next week we will really be coming down to the final proof. So it really is coming down to the home stretches. I do urge people to definitely get involved if they want to be a part of this great issue. It's a really nice looking issue.
Wow. Well, should they call the chamber or should they call you? How does that work if someone really is interested?
We have a sales rep on this project. His name is Brian Simon. He can be reached at 310-647-2876, and he can answer your inquiry directly at that line. I do urge really people to call him as soon as they would be interested in being involved, because like I said, we are in the layout stage. We can definitely fit some ads in.
Can you give us that number again?
Sure. 310-647-2876, and his name is Brian Simon.
Awesome. So, Jim, what are some of the other aspects of this publication that you'd like to highlight for chamber members and the general public?
Sure. I think we've spoken about all the editorial content. We generally do about 3 stories in each of the quarterly publications. So we mentioned that there'll be a national, a regional, and then a local aspect to the tourism community. And then we also do a profile piece on our members, and this time it will be Jeff Hart with the Marriott. So that is pretty much all of the editorial content that's in this edition. But it will really, the numbers as you see them will really open people's eyes to how much impact it has on the community. First of all, I don't think many people realize, as we said earlier, that there are 300,000 people spending nights in most rooms, and probably double occupancy, so it could be somewhere between 500,000 and 600,000 people spending the night in Manhattan Beach throughout the year. So
right.
I think once you start seeing the numbers drilled out, how much they're spending on food and clothing and services in the community, I think it'll be eye-opening to a lot of people.
And let's get back to that part of it, Joe. We started to touch on it earlier about the hospitality industry as a whole. You know, we've been focusing a lot on hotels and stuff, which is generally your first stop when you're traveling someplace.
Mm-hmm.
But just as important are the community services and the businesses. You know, the shopkeepers, the shop owners, the restaurant people. You know, when people come to stay at a hotel, they'll stop at the front desk and they'll ask, you know, they'll say, oh, I need to pick up a new outfit for something, or I need to pick up, we're here for a party, I need to pick up a gift, where can I go to get something? Mm-hmm. You know, and Shauna, you can speak to this. You know, like, how do you direct people? I mean, that's a hugely important part of it. I mean, if you're directing your guests to places to take care of their needs, you have to have a good working relationship with all of those people, correct?
Absolutely, yes. Specifically with the restaurants to get the reservations, just knowing who's in town and when they're open and what their aesthetic is so that we're sending the right guest to the right spot. But absolutely, there's relationships that we form all over Manhattan Beach in order to take the best care of our guests possible.
Yeah, and like someplace like Tabula Rasa, if somebody needs a last-minute gift or something, they can handle it. They'll have it wrapped and ready to go. They'll probably even deliver it to the hotel, right?
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, there's all sorts of little individual personalized services that everybody's involved.
Well, I love the idea that the hotels and are kind of they're traffic cops, and they're directing traffic to other businesses and hopefully revenue to other businesses. And so how often, Shauna, that's a good question, how often do businesses come to you and say, we want to do a promotion, we want to be involved, we want your guests to know about us?
Oh, all the time. All the time. People are stopping by weekly, and oftentimes it works great, too, you know. You got to remember when you're traveling, you know, the thing you're doing is you're just spending money. You're spending money. You're going shopping. You're going out to eat. You've got it all planned out to kind of splurge on things, and so it's a great client to be able to send out there to those local businesses because you know they're going to be doing some spending. So, absolutely, we get lots of visits from anywhere from maybe some local gyms or the yoga or Pilates studios that really want to try to get our guests over there, to the restaurants, to the clothing stores, everyone. And oftentimes, you know, Manhattan Beach is such a great city. It's like the biggest little city ever. So you already know the people that are working at the shops down the street from you. You see them in passing, or they're sitting at the bar having a glass of wine after they get off work. And so those relationships are often already fostered.
Right. Wow. That's wonderful.
And that's why it's called the hospitality industry.
And yes, Jim?
Yes, to that point, I mean, last night we had 16 people from various hotels that, you know, I mean, people from the valet to the front desk person to an office individual. We took them around. We started at the Zinc Lounge at the Shade, which thank you, Shauna, for hosting everybody last night. And we took them down to Trilogy Spa to show them, you know, the opportunities they have for their consumers to go there. We took them to a couple of the shops throughout downtown, and then we went to Darren's restaurant. He hosted another cocktail and some food for them. And then we took them over to the Bank of Manhattan, the patio they have on top, so they could kind of relax and kind of hear from some of the other shop owners about, you know, the opportunities for consumers to, you know, have their services and their needs met when they're here. So, you know, it's important that we think about everybody that works in the hospitality industry, because think about it, when you get your car and you're getting in it, you may not know where you're going, who offers you directions to a location? Or when you check in and you're so hungry, who do you ask, well, where do I get something to eat around here? And it's key. I mean, a lot of people, you know, may not necessarily live right here in Manhattan Beach that work in the hotels, but they directly affect where their consumers go. Okay.
I think what we're saying, Shauna, is you're a powerful woman.
I work in a powerful industry. How about that?
Oh, okay, if you will. You want. It's exciting, Jim. I mean, yeah, it's very, very key, you know, waypoint for people. How do I do this? How do I do that? Where do I go? Where do I buy this?
On average, the average visitor spends $100 a night between food, shopping, services, whatever it may be. So, again, if you look at the numbers, I mean, that's $30 million in revenue to the city.
Right. Yeah. Amazing.
That's a lot of bucks.
Yeah. A few, yeah. Daryl, we haven't talked. I wanted to talk a little bit, and we'll talk a little bit more perhaps on another program, but Atlantic West Publishers, located in El Segundo, we've had you on the program before. Can you just talk a little bit about the numbers there? Because you guys really do an amazing job for many, many, many cities in the Western United States. And I don't think many people understand what a great partner you are to the Manhattan Beach Chamber. So just talk about the numbers for Atlantic West Publishers.
Sure. Let's see. We cover the Western United States. Really, we have some chamber projects in Arizona and Colorado. We also we have our corporate parent is based back east in Pennsylvania, and all together between the two companies, Atlantic Communications Group and Atlantic West Publishers, we have about 75 to 80 national chamber partners who we do publications for, so, and expanding also in business since the Philadelphia operation has been in business since 1988, out here since 2007 for Atlantic West Publishers in El Segundo. So, and a lot of the beach city areas as well. We do probably do Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach, of course. As you were mentioning before, the map that we are currently doing for Manhattan Beach, we haven't done a Manhattan Beach Chamber has not done a map in quite some time, so we're very excited about that to come out pretty soon too.
Mm.
We have three publications coming almost at the same, around the same time. The Destination Guide will be first, then we'll have the spring edition of this business journal, and then the map product will be out right around the same time. So, very, very exciting time for Manhattan Beach Chamber.
Right. And Jim, as you indicated, the Manhattan Beach Chamber is not footing the bill for this, like the map project. I mean, the city is working with you on that, right?
Well, actually, what a lot of people probably don't realize, or do realize, I don't know, is that these publications are actually one of the larger fundraisers for the chamber as well. So partnering with Atlantic West and the sales team there, when we sell the ads, we get a percentage of the income off of that. So overall, we actually make money on all of these publications, and it helps us fund other programs that we're able to deliver to the community.
Right. I think that's a cue, Daryl. Let's have that sales number again, because there's a short window of opportunity, maybe as little as a week, for those that want to be involved with this issue. It's going to be huge. And as we say, if you can get involved with a hotel driving traffic to your business, then you're just setting yourself up for success. Well, it's similarly, if you can get in a publication like this, where people literally from all over the country will be looking to find out where they can spend one of those 300,000 nights in Manhattan,
right.
This is the issue to be in, right?
Absolutely, it's shaping up to be a really nice showpiece for anyone who's in the hospitality or restaurant industry. I really urge you, since we're still in the layout phase, you can still get a prime position in the book, and it's going to be a really, really nice issue. I would urge everyone
prime
to
position.
Call within
You're
the next week, since we're coming down the home stretch.
Joe, I'm already in the Destination Guide.
Okay.
I signed up for the Destination Guide 6 months ago. So
that's right. That's right.
Because if you're coming to the South Bay, you want to know what's going on, right?
Absolutely.
And there's
that's
only
right.
one place to find out.
That's right.
Daryl, what's that number again for sales at West?
For sales, or
Atlantic
if West. I'll give you two numbers actually, because if anyone has any questions about the publication in general, they can call me directly at 310-297-6940, or Brian Simon for ad sales inquiries, and he's at 310-647-2876.
Excellent. That's wonderful. I think it's a outstanding opportunity.
And we have to do another commercial break.
Yeah, please, a commercial break. You're listening to the South Bay Show, ladies and gentlemen. Jackie?
The Manhattan Beach 360 events calendar is brought to you by the Strand House. The Strand House offers the quintessential beach dining experience, where the incredible food is as spectacular as the view. The iconic location overlooking the Manhattan Beach Pier provides an exceptional setting for any occasion. recently named one of Zagat's 30 Under 30, LA's hottest up-and-coming chefs. Chef Greg Hosinski crafts traditional dishes in new and exciting adaptations. The Strand House presents any number of ways to elevate your dining experience. Savor a handcrafted cocktail at the upstairs bar. Join friends around the fire pit and choose from over 40 wines by the glass. Reserve the wine cellar for an intimate gathering or important business dinner. Enjoy lunch, brunch, or dinner in the light-filled dining room. Dine al fresco on one of the patios or attend their unique culinary master series. In keeping with the treasured Beach Cities tradition, the Strand House also offers dancing Thursday through Saturday nights and Sunday afternoons. That's right, Sundays at the beach are back. For additional information and to make reservations, call 310-545-7470 or visit the website at www.thestrandhousemb.com. The Strand House is located at 117 Manhattan Beach Boulevard in Manhattan Beach. There's some hospitality for you.
There is. Well, we have some time. Jim, is there a special aspect of the publication coming out that you'd like to focus on, or we could talk about some of the generic issues with hospitality and or more with the properties.
And upcoming events from James.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'll touch on a couple of things. One of the main reasons we chose to focus on this hospitality industry as a whole for the issue, beyond just the economic impact of it, you know, you have to look at where we sit in the greater picture, just taking California as a whole. Right now, and Shauna is probably the only one on this phone that can answer this question because I say it in every meeting I'm in, but she's at. We rank somewhere around 82nd in the state of California in recognizability as a city. We're behind Compton. We're behind Inglewood. Those may be for more notoriety reasons, but at the same time, we do rank pretty far behind, you know, even cities such as, well, Venice is very iconic, but we are behind Playa del Rey, for that matter. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. We haven't done a very good job as a community of promoting what we are and where we are. We're within 4 miles of the airport. Our room rates are roughly half the price of Santa Monica. And it takes you, well, depending upon the time of day, it takes you probably 70% less time to get there. We have a very underutilized beach. We have the ability to house at least 20% more people than we are today. And the more we drive the room rate and increase occupancies, the more likely people are to find creative ways to add hotel rooms in the community, which will just continue to generate more traffic and dollars. So really our goal with this issue is to make people aware of how big this could be for the city without really taxing major resources. A lot of our visitors are business travelers who are not coming using the beach. They're not coming and, you know, running around town with volleyballs and cameras and stuff. It's not that crowd. We are driving high-end clients into this community. I mean, you look at who stays at the Shade. It's not the person that people are concerned about. It's not somebody that's just drifting through town quickly. Even the Marriott, I mean, their room rate is higher than most people, you know, would just spend to get away for one day. It's, you know, we are driving a higher-end talent to the community, and with that brings tremendous dollars into the community. So our goal is just really to help the city, to help the residents, to help everybody understand exactly why this industry needs to continue to grow and how we can get there. One of the focuses moving forward is the hotels are deciding how to market the city and whether or not to create a business improvement district, which would help self-fund some of the marketing we talked about earlier, which can only help our placement in the rankings as well. So it's, you know, I came from a convention and visitors bureau for the city of LA, and when I took this job, I received a bunch of phone calls from people I worked with, and they were like,
where is Manhattan Beach? They all thought it was in Orange County, and they actually promote the region of LA, and they had no idea as much.
Yeah.
So we definitely have an identity issue.
I think I have an idea on how to work on that. Manhattan Beach needs a theme song. get a theme song. That'll, you know, get some airplay, and then people will know it.
Absolutely. I'm getting back to the event side just for a moment quickly.
Yep.
Last night we held a CEO roundtable with Mike Zifflin, the owner of The Shade and various restaurants, obviously. Sat in on. We had Russ Lesser with us, and we also had Adam Goldberg with us from Crest Brothers. And we, the four of us, sat down and talked to the students from YEA about our biggest successes, our biggest failures, how we got to where we were, and just gave them some insight into what to expect as they launched their company. So it was a really great roundtable. We did it at Dive and Surf on their balcony overlooking the water there. Had a great time with the students. On that same note, those students will be presenting in front of their pitch tank, which we invite the entire community to, on May 6th at Verandas. It'll be really exciting to see the companies that these students have built and will be seeking funding for. So we ask everybody that can come out to that. It'll be at 6 p.m. at Verandas. We'll have a great time there. The first Friday of every month, we have our Business Connection lunch at the Manhattan Beach Marriott. We generally get about 20 to 30 people there. We look forward to having you. That's at noon at the Manhattan Beach Marriott. And then May 16th will be the second annual Bite at the Beach. So we're definitely looking forward to that. We have 24 restaurants this year, partnered with 24 breweries. And last year we had roughly 750 attendees. This year it is looking like it will grow pretty large from there. And that will be at the MBS Media Campus. So.
Wow, wonderful. Looking forward to Bite at the Beach. That's going to be fun. May's going to be a big month, Jackie.
Yes, it is.
Oh, boy.
Bite at the Beach was so much fun last year.
Yes, it was.
Are you going to do panels this year again? Because I really enjoyed the two panels you did last year.
Well, you were definitely in the minority of people who even paid attention to them. Yeah, the feedback we got was, I don't know what they're doing or why they're here, because I'm trying to eat and drink and they're taking up space. So.
Oh, I thought it was so informative. I really enjoyed it. You had one panel with a bunch of chefs talking about pairing. I thought it was fascinating.
The information they were sharing was great. Unfortunately, about 20 people listened to it. So this year we're replacing them with some live music. We have the lucky ones who have played at a number of the locations in town. And then we will also have, we have a couple of smaller bands that people probably haven't heard of, and then we will have Vox DJs will also perform in between.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Thanks for that, Jim. James McCanahan, President and CEO of the Manhattan Beach Chamber. Daryl, we're so excited about what we're doing. Are there any other numbers or statistics that you can throw at us for this particular publication that you think indicate quality, coverage, or anything like that, Daryl?
Just that, well, currently the circulation of the publication reaches 7,000 people in Manhattan Beach, and we're looking to expand that with future issues. So. We're definitely looking to reach a wider target of residents in Manhattan Beach, but I just want to say it's also been great working with Jim. It's the production process and just planning these issues has been a lot of fun, especially this one. We really enjoy and appreciate our relationship with the Manhattan Beach Chamber.
Mm.
Well, thank you, Daryl. I'm going to also thank Daryl partially because when I first got here, we
we're debating what to do with any of these publications. We only did a business directory. And the business directory, and Daryl probably doesn't want me to say this because other people still just do business directories, but it was a phone book. People took it out when they needed to find a plumber, a locksmith, something like that. But it wasn't something that was top of mind, at least in this community. So we revamped that, working with Daryl and his team, and it's a great publicity piece for the city now. As the destination guide, we now deliver it to the convention center. We deliver it to the welcome centers. We get it to LAX. We get it outside of this community to bring traffic here. Mm-hmm. And then, almost a year ago, we started planning these quarterly business journals, and we launched those. So without Daryl and his team, we would still be kind of in the dark ages handing out a phone book once a year and hoping people looked at it. So.
What, Daryl, is the circulation for the destination guide?
Around 7,000?
The destination guide is 15,000.
15,000.
For the annual publication. For the quarterly business magazine right now, it's currently 7,000. But like I said, we're looking at ways to expand that.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. We're at a critical juncture here right before summer. It's going to be out in May. Is that right, Daryl?
Yeah, we're looking at early May release for that.
Early May release. In perfect timing to capture some of those hundreds and hundreds of thousands of visitors to Manhattan, and of course in the wider context to the South Bay. It's going to be a great summer. Regional, hopefully growth will occur. Boy, I'm excited. Thank you so much for everyone joining us today. Certainly I want to say thank you, Shauna McKelvey, from you just call yourself from the Zislis Group or from Shade?
Well, I'm from Shade Hotel, and then our corporation is Zislis Group, so okay. either or works.
You know something funny? Whenever I need any information on any of the Zislis properties, I call Shauna. I always forget that she's Shade, but I call her for questions on all other stuff. And
it's my pleasure, Jackie.
she's got connections.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, Shauna, is there any contact information that you want to get out there?
If there's anything that Shade Hotel can do for you, you can call our front desk at 310-546-4995. The best way to find out about all the events that we have going on, and we do a ton of them, is to go to our Facebook page, Shade Hotel, and like us, and we'll keep you in the loop on all the happenings.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Daryl Lippman, for joining us today.
Thank you.
We're really excited. The chamber is very excited to have you as a partner, I know. So is there any contact information you'd like to give out? Certainly those sales numbers again. Can we have those phone numbers so people can get in under the wire? You've got about a week max.
Right. Yeah, that would be Brian Simon again, and that's at 310-647-2876, and any general inquiries you can call me directly, and I'd be happy to help you with anything, answer any questions about the publications themselves, and I'm at 310-297-6940.
Excellent. Thank you so much,
sure.
James O'Callaghan. Thank you, Daryl. Thank you, James O'Callaghan, for joining us.
Yes, thank you all for
thank
being
you.
On the show.
All right, it's been a great time. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. Well, this is our show, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you will share this with all your friends and cohorts via social media. We'll be back again on Tuesday, and then, of course, next week, our regular schedule. So have a great weekend. We'll see you all. Bye-bye now.